evening, everyone. Tonight, look out, Lance. You got company. Another alleged sports doper speaking out. The question is, will the Yankees, Alex Rodriguez, fess up or keep fighting? Also tonight, Al-Qaeda's top man sends a message and America goes on high alert, the latest on how real the threat actually may be. Plus, an exclusive and chilling look through the eyes of an assassin, one who lost track of how many he's murdered. This American teen, an American teen, takes us inside the ruthless drug cartel that he killed for, starting when he was just 15 years old. We begin, though, with the biggest sports doping story since Lance Armstrong. New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez, the highest-paid major leaguer ever, number 5 on the all-time home run list, signing autographs at the ballpark in Chicago today. He once denied ever using steroids, then denied using them after 2003. Now he's suspended for allegedly using them since then, accused of doping and having ties to a South Florida anti-aging clinic, Biogenesis. A-Rod drew a 211-game suspension without pay. Late today, he spoke to reporters.
I'm fighting for my life. I have to defend myself. If I don't defend myself, no one else will.
Well, the suspension takes effect Thursday. He can play during his appeal. He's playing tonight in Chicago, where Jason Carroll joins us, and in Bristol, Connecticut, ESPN's T.J. Quinn, who's been really the lead reporter on the stories that's developed over the past few weeks. Jason, a pretty rough day for Alex Rodriguez and for Major League Baseball.
Absolutely, without question. And when we saw Alex Rodriguez walk into the room just about an hour or so ago, Anderson, he seemed unmeasured, seemed to be holding back emotion just a bit. But he was also evasive in terms of answering specific questions, specifically about whether or not he used performance-enhancing drugs. He's denied it before. He was asked about it again tonight. He said he wasn't going to get into it. He didn't want to disrupt the process that was going on. What he did talk about, Anderson, is what this entire ordeal has been like for him.
The last 7 months has been a nightmare. It's been, you know, probably the worst time of my life, for sure. I am thrilled and humbled to have the opportunity to put on this uniform again and to play Major League Baseball again.
Well, as humble as he is, Major League Baseball was very clear about why they handed up this suspension. They released a statement where they spelled out some of the details, saying that the suspension is based on his use, Rodriguez's use, and possession of numerous forms of prohibited performance-enhancing substances, including testosterone and human growth hormone, over the course of multiple years. They went on to say in the statement that Rodriguez attempted to cover up the violations, Anderson, and also obstruct their investigation. Rodriguez, once again, has repeatedly said he did not use performance-enhancing drugs. He wants everyone to, quote, take a deep breath and have a time out so the ordeal can play itself out.